Tomorrow evening, a longtime favorite of the NPR music team performs at Spivey Hall. The Abend Quartet will play a rich program of Mozart, Debussy, jazz, and crossover. I spoke with the Abend cellist, Raphael Merlin, via Facebook Messenger ahead of tomorrow's concert. Let's start with Mozart and his D minor string quartet. Considering his enormous output, Mozart didn't write many works in a minor key, but when he did, they seem all the more tragic in character. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. What Mozart does, which to my knowledge, nearly none of the other classical composers do, he is avoiding the majorization here.
Yes.
That means he brings back the sadness of D minor to conclude the movement. And this sounds even more dramatic. He also does that in the famous symphonies like the 40th in G minor or the 25th, G minor 2, or the string quintet or other pieces. I think Mozart has some will or he's not afraid against death and fatality. That's where he's actually not what we usually imagine as a prodigy child. People think Mozart is light, Mozart is major, is easy, is like a spring music. But you are absolutely right. When it's about dramatic and minor key, it is, to my point, the deepest sadness ever.
To the Debussy. Debussy moved away from traditional 19th century, which is to say Austro-Germanic form in music. And his string quartet is a great example. As an ensemble, the Abend is known for an interest in jazz. And while the melodies in the Debussy aren't jazz imbued, in some way, Debussy's treatment of the motifs may foreshadow a jazz approach.
Yes.
Do you detect that?
I would say the harmonical language is close enough to the jazz. It is clearly, I would say, provable that the French composers of that time, including Ravel, Debussy, Fauré, and even some others, they were developing the harmonical language, taking a few freedom with the functions of the harmony, but not abandoning it. This is the reaction to Vienna Second School. And that is what then the blues, but among these, the Gershwin, Bernstein, and Belevens language, was very much inspired by Debussy, for instance. It is not Debussy who follows the jazz, it is Debussy who is part of that aesthetical development on that time, early 20th century, which later the greatest jazzman followed, I think, even Duke Ellington also.
Raphael, the Abend Quartet is famous for performing jazz and what's sometimes called crossover music. And in fact, at Spivey Hall, the second half of the program says that the works will be announced from the stage. Can you give us an idea of some of the works in your repertoire that might be heard?
Oh well, there is always a mystery with jazz sets. The fact is, with jazz, you're never sure. But
Okay.
we will probably play a few Miles Davis standards. We will probably perform our arrangement from Astor Piazzolla's Liber Tango, which can't be named a jazz piece, but the jazz world is a collection of everything which is elaborated music, but without this classical music condition, which is music was written and should be played with fidelity to what was written. In the jazz, you can take some freedom already with the note. I like very much Nigel Kennedy's sentence, you know, that violinist who actually plays both classical and jazz, and he says, "When I play the classical, I am respecting the notes and taking freedom with the rhythm, and when I play jazz, I am respecting the rhythm and taking freedom with the notes."
Ah.
And that's a good point, I think.
Raphael Merlin, thank you very much.
I thank you.